We present a method of restyling an image so that it approximates the visual appearance of stained glass. In our approach, a given input image is first segmented. Then, each segment is subsequently transformed to match segments of real stained glass sourced from a target image. The initial stage involves segmenting the input image. The segmentation process begins with a multi-level segmentation from coarsest to finest. At the lowest, finest level is the watershed transform. Each higher level contains fewer and fewer segments. When forming the final segmentation, the user is able to collect fragments at any level of this hierarchy. In this multi-level fragment and collect approach, the user can move between multiple levels by pressing the More and Less buttons corresponding to more and less segmentation. The segmentation level is shown as red outlines. The original image is shown left, and the current state of region collection is shown to the right, as green and blue areas. The user performs two simple operations using the left and right mouse buttons respectively. With the left button pressed, the system adds all selected regions to the first region that the user clicks on. With the right button pressed, the system forms a new region comprised of all selected segments. The process continues until the user is satisfied with the final segmentation. We can zoom into a given area to perform finer touch-up work. This is more effective on a less constrained viewing area than can be shown in this video. Once the image has been segmented, we colorize each region using the color statistics from the best matching region in the target stained glass image. The next stage generates the lead stripping between each region. To synthesize the lead stripping, we adapt the image analogies framework of Hertzmann et al. But before synthesis can begin, we fit cubic smoothing splines to region boundaries, which provide us with an image analogy's target mask. Here we see two pairs of image analogy images. The top row shows a source image of lead stripping along with its input mask. The bottom row shows the target mask and the final synthesis. Even with colorization applied and lead stripping in place, images may still require further processing. Here we have applied a simulated glass filter that has faceted the region interiors. Some stained glass artwork is formed entirely from pieces of solid glass without painted details. Instead of matching regions from a single target image, we match regions to pieces of solid glass. We can also form stained glass images using a mixture of colorized regions and regions comprised of solid pieces of stained glass. We provide two different interfaces for deciding which colorized regions will be replaced with solid glass. The first simply allows the user to toggle individual regions by clicking on them. In the second interface, the user controls region replacement by adjusting a slider that dictates the number of regions replaced. Once a stained glass image has been assembled, it can be used to great effect in 3D scenes. This final example uses a mixture of colorized and solid glass regions.